This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Tuesday. We're going to talk about why these people become politicians, Chris's secret society. We'll get to hurricanes, emails, all that, human trafficking a little bit, all that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And I'm also going to get, we'll talk briefly about the Democrat disconnect with normal people, but we've had this talk before, and there's an amazing story out in Free Beacon right now from John Levine. He does really good work. Squad members, this would be Jasmine Crockett and Ilhan Omar and Ayanna Pressley. Do you know where they just spent the weekend? They spent the weekend in the Virgin Islands at a fancy resort, at a donor-funded trip. I want to remind you that being a politician would suck. Now, I say that, I still encourage you to run for office. We need good people in office. We need to root out the dirt balls we have there in weaklings, and we need to replace them with people like you. It's important. It really does matter a lot. But why do these people stay? Why can't you ever get rid of them? Because people stay, people become politicians and remain politicians because they want access to the things rich people have without ever having to actually accomplish anything or earning the money themselves. Let me tell you something. Every United States senator, well, they make 160, 170 grand a year, which I know that's big money, but you're not swimming in it. It's not millions. Every single United States senator, all 100 of them, they have been on private jets more times than you can possibly count. Everyone. Every single one of them. They eat out. You know that fancy steakhouse you take your lady to or you go to with your husband once a year on your anniversary because it's going to cost $250, especially if someone ponies up and gets a glass of wine? Every single senator, all 100 of them, they eat at those steakhouses all the time. You know why? Because other people are paying for it. That's why. That's why you can't get these people out of office. They don't want to ever have to actually go earn any living themselves. They don't want to earn money themselves. What they want access to your money, which gives them access to rich donors, which gives them access to fancy Virgin Island resorts and private jets and steakhouses and everything else. This is why these people remain politicians. It's not because they love asking people for money. It's not because it would be fun at all. It would suck to have to sit in those brutal committee meetings and things like that all the time. It would be brutally boring. You can't get rid of these people because they live like kings and queens. Chris said, what should we pay them? Well, I'll tell you what I've told you before. In life, you get what you pay for. And that's just a fact. In life, you get what you pay for. The reason that customer service person on the phone is a moron, the reason that person is an idiot, is because the company that hired that person pays them $7 an hour. And capable people, as they get older, look, when you're younger, you're going to have entry-level jobs. That's the way it goes. But as you get older, capable people do not want to earn $7 an hour because they have an opportunity to go make $15 an hour or 20 bucks an hour or 30 or a good salary or something like that. So who is going to stay in a job where you make $7 an hour? The biggest idiots in society. And that's why they have to farm those jobs out to foreigners half the time, because Americans don't want to work for $7 an hour. So they create a call center in India and you end up screaming representative or let me talk to the manager 8,000 times into the telephone. You get what you pay for. Members of Congress, probably my least popular political position is they are criminally underpaid. Now, I hate Congress as much as you hate Congress. I do. I probably hate them more than you. 160, 170 grand is big money. Shoot, that's more money than I ever made in my freaking life. That's big, big money. till I started doing this. That's far more money than I ever made in my entire life. I never made that selling RVs, and I made a good living. That's big boy money, so I'm not dismissive of it. But you're not going to get top-tier people for $160,000-$170,000 a year. They want to go to the private sector and make $500,000 a year. They want to go to the private sector and make $1 million a year or $2 million a year. Now, I'm not saying we have to pay or should pay members of Congress $10 million a year or something like that, but I think you invite corruption, and I think you invite the biggest dullards in society. I think you invite that when you pay them $160,000-$170,000 a year. I think that's what you get. You end up with these people like Bob Menendez. Think about Bob Menendez. Think about this. Bob Menendez had gold bars. I mean, he had gold bars from Egypt. Just envelopes full of cash stuffed in his suit jacket. He's from New Jersey. That's what happens. A New Jersey politician doing New Jersey politician things. But you're a United States senator. You are, in a lot of ways, in control of the budget of the United States of America, the House and the Senate. You have access to You have access to billions, hundreds of billions of dollars. And you can direct that money to certain industries. Frankly, you can direct it to certain companies, the way our crazy system works here. So you, let's say you are worth $100 million. Let's say you are in business with a lot of people who are millionaires, and you're always exchanging briefcases full of cash with each other. Let's say $10 million a briefcase. You're always exchanging this. Hey, here's $10 million. Hey, you have $10 million, but you need a courier to bring that briefcase back and forth, which brings in Chris. You pay Chris $100 a day. Now, $100 a day is money. I get that. Matters. How long does Jewish producer Chris make $100 million or $100 a day while hauling $10 million around in a briefcase before Chris starts to figure out, I should probably get some access to some of that. Why do I not have access to any of this? You're worth $100 million. I have a briefcase with $10 million in it, and I'm getting paid $100 a day. I think we invite corruption at the highest levels when we pay United States senators $160,000-$170,000 a year. Now, the ones with integrity don't fill up a briefcase full of gold bars under their bed, but hey, that's the way it goes. Hey, Jesse. Is BLM going to help SNAP recipients if their benefits are cut off? Yeah, I wouldn't bank on that. Hey, Shogun, I was finally able to watch Megyn Kelly's event last Thursday. Oh, by the way, that's available online if you want to see my appearance on Megyn Kelly when I was gone last Thursday. I think that's free too, Chris. I think it's on their YouTube channel free. I'm pretty sure it is. It's on Megyn Kelly's YouTube channel. And I just have to say you absolutely killed it. He said that means it did really well. I know what it means. It was really cool to see you share your wisdom that I've been listening to daily for the last several years to a potentially new audience hearing it for the first time. It was all going so well until it came time for you to walk off stage and you couldn't quite stick the buttoning of the jacket. I'm white trash like you and I hardly ever wear a blazer, but I know the etiquette is buttoned while standing, unbuttoned while sitting, and it would have probably messed it up even worse. That being said, at what point do you abandon the button? All right. So I did have some trouble when I was walking off stage. That is the rule. I was taught the rule a long time ago. When you are standing, your jacket is buttoned. When you sit, unbuttoned. Standing, buttoned, sit, unbuttoned. And it's a rule that I have taught my sons. I'm standing up. After Megyn Kelly's done with me on stage, I had a microphone in one hand. She wanted to give me a hug. I set the microphone down. I am trying to give her a hug while trying to one hand button my jacket. It didn't work the first time. Button slipped out. Didn't work the second time. I kept trying. I feel like I didn't cut bait on the button early enough. And now that I said something, now that this guy said something and I brought it up, you will see it if you go look at the YouTube thing. I feel like I should have cut bait on it, but I didn't want to look, after two times, Chris, I didn't want to look sloppy walking off stage. Everybody was cheering. They, of course, loved my insanely witty performance. You should have heard them. But I should have cut bait on it earlier. Dang it. Now you're making me feel bad, Chris. Anyway, speaking of Chris, I have got some secret society news for you. Before we get to that, let me talk about Pure Talk. Let's talk about saving some money. Speaking of saving some money, since we're all trying to do that right now, how much do you pay for your cell service? It's way too much. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, do you know why they charge you so much? How can Pure Talk be on the same towers and charge you half? How's that possible? Have you seen how many Verizon stores and AT&T stores and T-Mobile stores there are? Who do you think pays for that? You do. Pure Talk doesn't do that to you. Pure Talk hires Americans. They don't build a store on every street corner. You call them. You deal with a pleasant American on the phone. They handle it all on the phone and through the mail. Do you want a brand new phone? They have them. Do you want to keep your phone? You can do that too. Switch. Save money. Go with the company that shares your values and switch. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That actually saves you an additional 50% off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to those in a moment. So I told you yesterday I was in Waco, Texas. And across from our hotel, or close to our hotel, I look out and there's this amazing looking building. Almost looks like it's a cathedral or something like that. Don't give me that face, Chris. We're going to get to you in a moment. It's this big building, and there's these couple pillars standing out in front, these grand-looking pillars, and it has all this stained glass on it, and you think to yourself, why are you looking at me like that, Chris? Like there's not stained glass. There's stained glass on the building. See, this is where Chris is going to get cagey. I assumed, because my kid says, Dad, what is it? I said, I don't know. And I told you I went walking through Waco. I like to walk cities. That's what I do. I like to walk. It's good exercise. I like to walk cities. I go walking around the place. It's not a cathedral, not a church of any kind. It's a Freemason building. Freemasons are these secret society people. I looked, why are you shaking your head? Chris, don't try to deny. Don't try to deny. Chris tried to say it's not as cool as it sounds. My kid and I were trying to figure out how we can get in to see the building. And we were thinking, there's got to be a secret handshake or something. Chris, don't deny it. The doors are unlocked? Yeah, right, Chris, sure. Is there a decoder ring of some kind? What do you people do in there, Chris? What is the purpose of this secret society? Cult rituals? I knew it. There are probably animal sacrifices in there. I could see it. You'd see it. Are you in control of governments? Maybe. By the looks of the building, sure look like the type of people who would be in control of governments. I want to know what goes on. I want to know what kind of money was put into that building. You know what? Maybe I'm going to become a Freemason, Chris. Do you think how much does it cost? It wouldn't cost money or you wouldn't join. What do you have to do to join? You have to do something? Apply? Please tell me there's some kind of hazing ritual or something like that. There's nothing? What do you do after you're part of it? Do you do stuff? Play softball or something? What do you do? You try to help the community? Well, I'm not interested in that. Is there anything else that's cool? Do you do anything that's cool or something? 14 U.S. presidents have been Masons. like I said, secret society in control of governments. I knew this. I knew this was the case. I'm on to you, Chris. Now that I've seen headquarters, I'm going to figure out how to infiltrate. You know how covert I am. I saw the cameras around the outside of the building. They even had a Ring doorbell. I was on to it. What, Chris? What? An FAQ page on the website? Don't think I'm going to believe that. You know, the CIA has an FAQ page, too. Mossad has an FAQ page, I'm sure, too. They're not laying out all the covert operations. I know there's something going on in that building. I know. Are there Cozy Earth products in there? There aren't any? That's what I figured. Cozy Earth would never do business with a secret society like that. Cozy Earth is for the people, Chris. Cozy Earth is for people like me and Corey, not secret government changers like you. Cozy Earth is for people who want comfy robes and amazing towels. Holidays are coming up. You know Cozy Earth, by the way, they're doing this big Black Friday sale. I know you've been to CozyEarth.com. Everybody goes. Everyone goes and geeks out over all the natural this and natural that. And, oh, I want the sheets and I want this bubble cuddle blanket. And all the ladies love these freaking face creams. Gosh, Ob loves the face creams. I don't even understand what all the face creams do. Do you want some everywhere pants? Everybody wants this. But everybody wants to save money, too. Black Friday has already arrived at Cozy Earth. With the promo code Jesse, you can get up to 40% off. Go get a couple freaking things. You are about to be a Cozy Earth fan. I actually played golf with these guys down in Florida. Obsessed with quality. Did you know they let you try the bedding and bath products? 100-night sleep trial. 100 nights in those sheets. 100 nights. They're like, yeah, you're going to keep them. CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse. Jesse, I was just wondering what type of Keurig or coffee maker the staff got since the older one was tossed out by producer Chris. It's just a normal coffee pot. I was sure that Chris was going to get some kind of fancy French thing or something. It's just a big pot of coffee like you would have anywhere else. I thought you were going to go more intricate than that, Chris. The grinding is what matters? You grind your own coffee here? I've never grinded my own coffee here. I didn't. It's not that I don't care about flavor, Chris. Who makes the coffee every day? Is that you? Is that you who makes it before I get here? Buddy, you like your coffee really strong, which I respect. Look, I respect too. I want to feel it. I'm not just drinking it for the joy of it. I want to feel it, but geez, bud. I don't know you're going to have to own this. Honestly, I feel like I'm on cocaine. I feel like Hunter Biden right now. Let's talk about hurricanes. Let's talk about this Confederate statue going up. Let's touch on this. Here is Tom Holmes.
This is historic, the biggest deportation operation that we've ever seen. And so the numbers speak for themselves. Most secure border in the history of the nation. And as you said, record deportation operation. And let's not forget, we have found over 23,000 children, rescued many from forced labor trafficking and sex trafficking that the last administration wasn't even looking for.
23,000 children have been working in the United States of America as slaves, all brought in on purpose by the communists and the Biden administration. Don't forget how evil, how deeply, deeply evil the last 4 years in this country were, and the horrible evils that were done in this country on purpose by Democrats. Don't ever forget it. Don't let it go. Touch on this hurricane thing and Confederate stuff next.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Hurricane hunters who flew into the eye of Melissa, that's that Hurricane Melissa that's hitting Jamaica as we speak, they had to turn back due to turbulence. And it even says they encountered heavier than normal turbulence. They encountered turbulence flying into a hurricane? Was that a shock to everybody? Is that, like, I hate to be that guy, but that came as a surprise? The whole turbulence thing? You know, when I fly into Category 5 hurricanes, I generally anticipate it getting a little bumpy. And these guys actually are studs. It's the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron. It's part of the U.S. Air Force. They're really, really cool. And it would take some guts, to put it mildly, to fly into a hurricane. But I would think a bumpy ride would be part of it. Maybe that's just me. I would have anticipated that going in. You probably don't want to sip on a hot cup of coffee while flying through a hurricane. That's one. Two. Democrats understand, some of the older Democrats, they understand they have lost middle America. They've lost working class people. But it's one thing to understand you've lost them. It's one thing to want them back. It's another thing entirely to know how to do that. I brought this up because Kathy Hochul, governor of New York, she said this.
We have to be more relatable to our voters and not let them think that we're off in this ivory tower, that we know more than them, that we're elitist. We have to lose that.
Here's the problem. See, Chris is yelling that they are. And of course they are. The Democrat Party has become the ivory tower party of rich urban elites talking down to everybody else. They are. Here's the problem. If you're a Democrat, you know you need middle America. You know you need working class people in all parts of America, that you cannot have a winning coalition without those people. So you get that. You want them back. You need them back. You get that. You can't possibly win back people you hate. You can't win back people you disrespect. Do you remember... You remember the McDonald's thing that Donald Trump did when he was campaigning? Remember, there's been so many controversies since then. Maybe you forgot. Donald Trump takes off his suit jacket and, quote, works in a McDonald's in just a big photo op. It was just a campaign photo op. I don't remember how long he spent there, half hour, maybe. And it showed Donald Trump loading fries into the fry box, and he was handing out the McDonald's meals to people, and they were lined up around the block. Now, why did that work? That's obviously not something Donald Trump would do. He obviously is not pretending to be a McDonald's worker. And it kind of looked a little ridiculous, Donald Trump in this fancy suit, big, powerful Donald Trump working in McDonald's. Why did it work, though? Why is that something that worked campaign-wise? Why does Donald Trump do well with construction workers, union guys? Why? It's not because he is one. It's not because he's out there running a jackhammer, pounding nails, shoveling. It's not because he is one. It's because he respects and genuinely likes the people who do those things. It's not that Donald Trump is a McDonald's worker. It's not that. He doesn't have disdain for the person who's working in McDonald's. He doesn't disrespect the guy who works construction for a living. He respects it, and that comes out. Democrats, this reminds me very much of after the election. Of course, everybody's polling everything all the time in politics. Democrats started polling who they lost, who they won, and one of the most eye-popping numbers was the number of men Democrats lost. Men hate them. Men hate the Democrat Party now. And so they spent millions and millions of dollars to study why men hate them and to figure out a strategy to win men back. You remember that, Chris? Chris remembers it. How do we win men back? We got to win men back. Let's spend a bunch of money. We need more polling. We need consultants. How do we win men back? But all the money in the world, all the consultants, doesn't matter what you do, will never get you men back while men in this country correctly think you despise them. It doesn't work. You can roll out all the Tim Walls as you want to struggle loading a shotgun and act like he's working on the engine of his truck. Men know Democrats despise them. Every single word out of Democrat mouths in the media, politicians, are women, women, women. Women are better. Men are dumb. Men are evil. Men are toxic. Testosterone's toxic. Stop being toxic. What we need is women, women, women. And then you turn around and say, how do we win men back? Men know you hate them. They know. Young men know it. Older men know it. Men know you hate them. It's white people. Chris, grab that audio of Letitia James, too male, too pale, too stale. I think we played it last week, if not 2 weeks ago. They look at the poll numbers and they see white people vote against them. Men vote against them. How do we win them back? We need consultants. What do we do? And then you just can't help yourselves. You get up in the middle of New York City and say this.
Stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale.
So Kathy Hochul and all of them, they can sit all day long and say we shouldn't be in our ivory tower. We have to let normal people know we're with them. We have to let working people know we're with them. You don't respect working people. You don't respect them at all. And this comes back to that Herbert Marcuse thing I told you about. He's the guy who came up, that communist, of course, who came up with this concept of liberating tolerance. How you should be intolerant of everything on the right and only tolerate things from the left. But part of his philosophy, a philosophy that has been completely adopted by the Democrat Party, was working people have failed us. Working people are not coming over to our side the way they should. We're not getting the workers. And his conclusion was, well, then screw the workers. We'll go find other people who are unhappy and they will let us have our revolution. They will help us fight our revolution. And so they took workers over the years, working people, people listening to me right now, driving Ubers, driving forklifts, waiting tables, people listening to me right now who work with their hands. They may not love Republicans because Republicans suck most of the time, but they know Democrats have nothing but disrespect for them. Nothing but disrespect for them. They can feel it. All right. D.C.'s sole Confederate general statue returns after vandalized and toppled during the 2020 BLM riots. His name is Albert Pike, General Albert Pike, but he had a statue in D.C. because he was part of Chris's secret society, Freemasons. Don't shake your head, Chris. I'm on to you, and I'm going to figure out the hand signals, too, that you people use. Anyway, remember how recently we had the communist animals in this country tearing down statues, ripping this place apart? And I brought this up because I wanted to remind you that while they did it, Republican Senator James Lankford went on television and encouraged them. Republican Senator Tim Scott encouraged them to do it. Remember the wusses who weren't with you. Also, remember, you don't have to live with pain while Relief Factor is here. Relief Factor can take your pain away. I'm talking about the chronic pain that holds you back from doing things you love, that makes you wince when you get up, when you sit down, when you bend over. Speaking of James Lankford, I'm talking about Relief Factor, which handles it drug-free, 100% drug-free. Stop reaching for the pill bottle and stop toughing it out. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that will make your life better. Over a million people have tried it. You know, almost 70% have ordered more. Why do you think they do that? See if it works for you. 3 weeks of it's $19.95. Just try it. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent, magnificent Tuesday. If you miss any part of it, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. I owe you more emails. Jesse, I heard Ken Burns, he's that guy who makes those documentaries, talking about his new film on the American Revolution. When asked how he defines DEI, he responded with "E pluribus unum." Isn't this the heart of communist deception? Well, if I'm, let's say I want to destroy you. Let's say I want to destroy your faith. Maybe you're a Christian and I want to destroy your faith. Should I dress up like the devil or should I dress up like a pastor? I put on a pastor's clothing and I stand in front of you wearing pastor's clothing like a skin suit. And then I can work from the inside. Communists operate this way now and always. And actually, I didn't even mean to do that. They most definitely did it with America's feminized Christian church. But we'll set that aside. This is exactly how they operate. They are a subversive, revolutionary religion trying to burn down the United States of America. That's an impossible sell. So you lie and you infiltrate every good, decent thing, wear it like a skin suit so people won't get so their alarm bells won't start going off and no one will stop you. Ken Burns is a committed communist, has been for a long time. Ken Burns knows, probably doesn't sell, but he also knows the people who consume his documentaries, by the way, his Civil War documentary is one of the greatest I've ever seen. But people who Chris, it's amazing. You've never seen it? It's one of the great documentaries ever. Ken Burns, Civil War. I bet you can find it free out there. The last time I watched it, it was free. I found it for free. It was streaming somewhere. Anyway, it's really, beside the point. Ken Burns knows the people who watch his documentaries are patriotic people. How do you merge your disgusting, despicable communism with the patriots who consume your products? You just pretend like it's the same thing. You pretend like, yeah, I'm sure the founders would have been big DEI fans. Hey, Jesse, I heard you complaining about your internet bills in preparing documentaries for us. Did you fire Chris? I don't understand. This is a tax write-off. If you need the internet to do your show, either iHeart pays for it or you write it off on your taxes. His name is Grant. So you're probably correct that I can write off certain things that I don't write off on my taxes. But here's the truth. I had a conversation with Glenn Beck a few years ago. I had a question. I wanted to do something, and he was really good at it, and I wanted his advice, and he's always been great whenever I want his advice on something. So I reached out. We linked up, and we were talking. It was actually about a charity thing. I won't go into the details. It doesn't matter. But Glenn correctly told me, he said, hey, I understand that I have many, many enemies inside of the government. I'm paraphrasing, but this is what he said. The communists who work in the government hate me. They would love, love a chance to burn me down, to send me to prison, to do all these other things. Therefore, I can't take, he probably didn't use the word write-off, but I can't take every write-off. I can't flirt with every single line because then one day, they'll find an excuse, or maybe I'll even inadvertently cross that line. So what I try to do is maintain a Grand Canyon. That was his exact word. He said, I try to maintain a Grand Canyon between me and the line because I understand I have enemies inside of the government, people who would want to throw me in prison. I have taken that advice to heart. I'm never a cheat on your taxes guy anyway. That was just not me. I don't do that. I don't like it. But even if it was me, because I realize I flirted with the gray areas of life several times before, now I am absurdly careful about never flirting with that line. I mean, as we find out more information, that story that dropped a little bit earlier today about Operation Arctic Frost, it's nothing shocking. It's just more stuff we knew. There are enemies of, inside the government. What, Chris? Chris said, I don't even speed. Oh, no, I speed. Now, when I say I speed, it's 4 miles an hour over. I don't drive like a maniac. I don't go 75 in a 55. That's not something I do. If it's 35, I'm probably doing 38, 39, no quite, maybe 40. But I'm not driving like an idiot. One, I don't want to kill anybody. And two, again, I don't want my insurance rates to go up. Car insurance is freaking backbreaking. Oh, Chris, you think it's bad now? Wait until you have a teenager. Now that James has a license, you can't even imagine what they charge you for insurance now, car insurance. Aub and I about had the big one.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
OpenAI says 1 million ChatGPT users talk about suicide. That is insanely sad, and I hate how many people in this country are just... sad. Remember something. Reach out. There are hotlines available. There are people everywhere. Don't you ever think about hurting yourself, all right? Reach out. You're not done here yet. Google and Next Era, I don't even know what that is, to revive major Iowa nuclear facility as AI energy demand surges. I think it's kind of hilarious that the data centers, this need for gigantic amounts of power, of all the things we've tried, it's going to be the data centers that finally completely cripple the whole green movement because it's just not enough power to go around. Transgender Indiana teen to plead guilty to planned Valentine's Day school shooting plot. No way. Tranny that wanted to murder people on the way out? No. Israel's Netanyahu orders immediate strikes on Gaza. Sounds like that piece is going well. Leader of nonviolent activist group protesting Trump in D.C. assaulted federal officer. No. A violent communist? We'll be back to do it again tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.